But purposeful, private Bible study, whatever your answer, you will enjoy this next talk. What is meant by the expression, the deep things of God? Are they beyond the grasp of the average person? Pay close attention to Brother Carlos Morales from the Greenwood Congregation in Corpus Christi as he speaks to us on this theme based on 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10, searching into the deep things of God.
A roaring lion, a birdcatcher. Satan is definitely crafty, and we should pray for God to deliver us from the wicked one and from all sorts of lawlessness. But what can we do on our part to protect ourselves from this roaring lion, from this birdcatcher, from this wicked one? Would you like to see your faith increase and feel your love for God grow stronger and enjoy greater discernment of Bible truths? Those are the things that will help you to fight against this wicked one. And the progress that you make in all these respects is, to a considerable extent, dependent on what you do in the way of personal study. Such study is essential for Christian living. Now, many do not enjoy studying because study can be hard work. It requires time and effort. It includes analyzing the words that we are reading, the statements, comparing it with what we already know, and noting the reasons for the statements that we read. So we can see that study definitely can be hard work. Study is a challenge even for some of Jehovah's dedicated servants. Some may not see the need to search into the deeper aspects of God's Word, thinking or reasoning that it is beyond their grasp. And so they don't want to go there. They may conclude that they may just get by on the basics. But can you get by on the basics? Well, let's see what Paul noticed in regards to some, even some who had been in the truth for a length of time. Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. He said, "For indeed, although you ought to be teachers in view of the time," in other words, the time that they have known the truth, "you again need someone to teach you from the beginning the elementary things of the sacred pronouncements of God. You have become such as need milk, not solid food." So what happened? Maybe at the beginning they were very curious about what was being taught to them regarding the truth, and then they became enthusiastic about it, and they learned the truth. But then all of a sudden, even as time had passed, they didn't progress in their spiritual maturity, in their spiritual strength. But what happens when someone continues in the milk of the truth or the basics and doesn't go beyond that? Well, to illustrate, what would happen to a child that would be fed milk all the time since its birth on? Obviously, the child would have difficulty maturing. The milk would be sufficient at the beginning, or at first, but then the child would progressively need more solid food to develop properly to be healthy. Likewise, we cannot continue to mature spiritually, to gain spiritual strength, if we only focus on the basic teachings, the milk of the truth. Remember, all Scripture, including texts dealing with the deep things, can equip the man of God for every good work. It equips us to serve God now in these difficult times, but it is also part of the preparation for life in God's new world. Bible truths are like valuable gems, precious stones, and there are many. The deep things of God are the most precious of those gems. To find them, you have to make an effort. You have to search them out. Our willingness to search into the deep things of God has helped us to understand, for example, what the future holds for mankind. The world in general does not know what the future holds. They see gloom and doom. They're desperate. They don't know what's coming. Not even educated scholars have attained the level of knowledge and understanding that God's servants have. Recently, a famed British astrophysicist and best-selling author, known as one of the most brilliant minds of our day, asked a question. His question was, in a world that is in chaos politically, socially, and environmentally, how can the human race sustain another 100 years? But as Jehovah's people, we have come to understand through our study of God's Word, what God's purpose is for the future. We know why things are getting worse and what will happen in the very near future. Now, Jehovah conceals these deep things from worldly intellectuals, but yet He reveals these things, these deep things, to babes. Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. In verses 9 and 10. First Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. But just as it is written, eye has not seen and ear has not heard, neither have there been conceived in the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. For it is to us God has revealed them through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches into all things, even the deep things of God. It is by means of God's Holy Spirit that Jehovah helps us to understand even the deep things. But we must be willing to search them out. We must be willing to put out that effort, that studying. But is it enough to know just the basics of God's purpose? We need to go beyond just the milk of Bible truths. Knowing not only what we believe, but why we believe it, the underlying reasons for our beliefs, builds faith and confidence. We come to understand what we must do and why we must do it. The broader and deeper our understanding of spiritual things is, then the better will be our spiritual foundation. Knowledge of the deep things can give us strength to resist temptation, to engage in lawlessness, and can move us to be zealous for fine works. So what are some of the deep things of God? There are many, as we said. But let's talk about a few. Deep things are not necessarily teachings that are difficult to grasp, although some effort is required to gain understanding of them. They include many truths that God's people understand quite well. For example, the identity of the promised seed, the selection from among mankind of the 144,000, and the messianic kingdom. These truths are aspects of the sacred secret, and as such, are part of the deep things of God. Once these things were hidden in God, and these sacred secrets were kept, but now they have been finally revealed. Even since the days of the prophets, the angels were curious, and they were desirous of peering into these things. But those things didn't become clear until Jehovah began dealing with the Christian congregation. So we should not be satisfied with acquiring a superficial understanding of the basic Bible teachings, but we should strive to grasp the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of God's Word. Let's consider two examples. Genesis 3:15. Let's open our Bibles there. We've read it many times. Right after the rebellion there in the Garden of Eden, Jehovah immediately stated his purpose to rectify the situation. "And I shall put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will bruise you in the head, and you will bruise him in the heel." To broaden our understanding, we might ask, when did he become such? In other words, the seed. Talking about Jesus Christ. Was it sometime during his pre-human existence? Or was it at his birth as a human? Or was it upon his baptism? Or upon his being resurrected? So those are good questions that can help us to research and to search out the deep things of God. In the Insight into the Scriptures, Volume 2, page 889, under Arrival of the Seed, it states, "Jesus, as has been established, is the primary seed. However, he was not the seed of the woman, that is, of the Jerusalem above, at the time of his human birth. True, he was of the natural seed of Abraham through his mother Mary. He was of the tribe of Judah, and both naturally through Mary and legally through his adoptive father Joseph, he was of the line of David." So Jesus qualified according to the prophetic promises. But it was not until Jesus was begotten by the Spirit, thus becoming a spiritual son of God, that he became the seed of the woman and the seed that was to bless all nations. This occurred at the time of his baptism by John in the Jordan River, 29 CE. Jesus was then about 30 years of age. The Holy Spirit, coming upon Jesus, manifested itself to John in the form of a dove, and God himself acknowledged Jesus as his son at that time. In Genesis 3:15 that we just read, it also talks about the seed of the serpent. How long has that seed been on earth? It's a question that we can ask. Going back into Insight into the Scriptures, Volume 2, page 887, it states, "We note that when the Bible speaks of seed in a symbolic sense, it does not refer to literal children or offspring, but to those who follow the pattern of their symbolic father, those having his spirit or disposition. Adam and Eve's first son, Cain, is an example of one of the serpent's offspring." In fact, in 1 John chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, it states there that Cain originated with the wicked one when he slaughtered his brother. Another thing is, for example, the purpose of God to select 144,000 from among mankind. We accept the teaching that all anointed living on earth at any given time constitute the faithful and discreet slave mentioned there in Matthew 24:45. The question is, can we show from the Bible that our understanding is correct? The common knowledge is that the faithful and discreet slave in Christendom refers to one individual. But if we go to the 2004 Watchtower, March 1st, pages 8 through 10, we can find information regarding that under "An individual or a class?" is the question. In part, it states the faithful and discreet slave cannot be one person. Why not? Because the slave began serving spiritual food back in the first century, and according to Jesus, that same slave would still be doing so when the master arrived in 1914. That would represent some 1,900 years of faithful service for one individual. Not even Methuselah lived that long. So the only reasonable conclusion then is that Jesus was referring to a group of Christians as the faithful and discreet slave. Can there be such a thing as a composite slave? Yes. In fact, Jehovah referred to a composite slave or servant. Open your Bibles to Isaiah 43:10. You are my witnesses, is the utterance of Jehovah, even my servant, whom I have chosen, in order that you may know and have faith in me, and that you may understand that I am the same one. So here, Jehovah referred to the entire nation of Israel as my servant. Now, even though they were all his servant, we know that the Israelites were many. Now, most Israelites did not have a direct share in the administration of the nation's affairs or in coordinating its spiritual feeding program. Jehovah used the kings, the judges, the prophets, the priests, and the Levites to accomplish that. This is just but a few of the examples of the deep things of God. Understanding them gives us a clear view of Jehovah's will and purpose for mankind. It strengthens our faith in God that He will accomplish what He has set out to do. So how can we acquire this deep understanding of the things of God? As we said at the beginning, it requires effort. It's hard work. For example, when reading Christian publications, we want to think actively. Now, what does that mean? That means that we want to ask questions as we are studying so that we can then answer those questions ourselves by means of thinking, meditating, researching. What additional scriptures or arguments can I think of that would provide further support for the conclusions that are being reached? Now, sometimes we may come across a situation where we just can't really get it right there. But if further research is required, make a note of it and consider it as a part of a future study project. Enjoyable study may include such projects as an in-depth analysis of the various covenants or of the prophecies pointing to Jesus Christ. Maybe a verse-by-verse consideration of a prophetic Bible book such as the book of Revelation. Or review the modern-day history of Jehovah's Witnesses using Jehovah's Witnesses proclaimers of God's kingdom. You could also review past questions from readers that are found in the Watchtower. When reviewing those questions from readers, take special note of the reasoning that is used to reach certain conclusions. This will help us to train our perceptive powers and to develop discernment. As you study, make notes, perhaps on your Bible. If not on your Bible, on a sheet of paper. And new parents can do much to stimulate your young ones to whet their appetites for spiritual things, even the deep things. Yes. Do not underestimate the ability of young ones to understand even the deep things of God. Assign young people a subject to research in preparation for family study. Then quiz them on their research. Include practice sessions to help them learn to defend their faith and to prove that what they are learning, what they have been taught, is in fact the truth. After all, we want to reach their hearts. Use the brochure, See the Good Land, to teach Bible geography and to illuminate what you are covering in the weekly Bible reading. Of course, in all our research, and our efforts to learn the deep things of God, which can strengthen us spiritually, we do have to be balanced. Care should be taken not to allow additional research projects to overshadow the scheduled weekly Bible reading or the congregation meeting preparation. Those things in itself will strengthen us. However, additional research may contribute to our making meaningful comments at the Watchtower study, for example, or the Bible highlights, or the congregation book study. Taking in knowledge of God through deep personal study will serve as a protection against the wicked one. As we asked in the beginning, would you like to see your faith increase? Feel your love for God grow stronger? Enjoy greater discernment of Bible truths? Then keep searching for the deep things of God, as stated in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. And if you do that, you will find them. Let's read Proverbs chapter 2. Verse 4 and 5. If you keep seeking for it as for silver and as for hid treasures, you keep searching for it. In that case, you will understand the fear of Jehovah and you will find the very knowledge of God. So just as those gems that we were talking about, just as fine silver or a valuable treasure, if we keep seeking and if we keep asking Jehovah God for His Holy Spirit, we will find those deep things of God. So let us earnestly search out the deep things of God. In this way, your faith will be strengthened so that we can be delivered from the wicked one and from every sort of lawlessness.